Let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Usinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road, and when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
I thought maybe I would, and I did. It's Chris Usinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. It's your weekly show here on AM 800 and Bell Media, all about endurance and running and all that wonderful stuff, including cycling and tri, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that we cover off during the year. This is our second show this season. A lot of great feedback about our show with Danny Miller from the Olympic Trials last week. And on today's show, we've got our old friend John Stanton returning to us. John is the CEO and founder of the Running Rooms, and he's going to be joining us about walking. There was this topic that we kind of touched upon near the end of last season about walking and the power of walking. And I just thought that we'd, you know, spend a wintry night just kind of talking a little bit about walking and why it's so important, even for runners to do. Also, we have Ben Kaplan, and don't forget, Song of the Week happens a little bit later on in the hour. So we've got a lot of news at Running Flat that we really kind of need to get out of the way. At the end of last year, Running Flat opened up a U.S. office called Running Flat USA, which is kind of centralized in downtown Detroit. There's so many exciting things happening in downtown Detroit. We've always had so many requests to kind of come over and produce some great quality races, and we are going to be producing a great quality race this September coming up in downtown Detroit. And we don't want to give too much away, but I would say in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be able to make a major announcement on that and open up registration, and it will sell out extremely quickly. And that'll be coming up. So Running Flat USA exists in the United States. But, you know, let's talk about some of the races that we actually have open right now that are in registration and doing really well. Le Chocolat is 60 days away. May 1st of this year, Le Chocolat. If you go on our Facebook page for Le Chocolat, a Mother's Day primer is what it's called, you'll find the new art for the medal for 2016, and we'll be releasing some pictures and some artwork of the wine in the next couple weeks as well, which is the swag that you get. So Le Chocolat is this really cool race right in downtown Windsor. It's the only time we ever close Riverside Drive from Walker to the bridge. And be able to use the entire course freely for a number of hours. And it's basically a half marathon, which is 21K, a 10K course, and a 5K course. And the 10K is a walk or a run. The 5K is a walk or a run. There's no issues with that. And then there's also a 10K national championship for all ages included in there as well, where we actually award folks for every 5-year increments of male and female. And that's actually done by our friends at Athletics Canada. So that's the second year in a row that we're the national championship. And so with Le Chocolat, what's really exciting about it is 98% are women, and which I've talked about in the past many times. And with the 98% women, almost half of everyone who comes to this race is a foreign tourist that comes to this city, to the city of Windsor, and fills up the hotels and actually shops and goes out to eat and really experiences the community, and we need to welcome them and welcome them to the city of Windsor. We also have a new hotel sponsor on board who's sponsoring us, and that's the Motor City Casino Hotel in Detroit. It's just a couple minutes over the border, and you're literally about 5 minutes from the start line by staying there as well. And so that race is doing really well. It did temporarily sell out over the weekend. We managed to kind of finagle some more medals in the process, so it's not totally sold out, but registration is going pretty fast for that event. And that's May 1st. It's called a Mother's Day Primer because it's the weekend before Mother's Day. We've also got our Canada Day open, and we've never seen Canada Day registration so fast and so furious over the last week. And I think a lot of the reasons, too, is because finally Canada Day is going to land on a Friday, which kind of makes it that long weekend for Canadians on July 1st. So, you know, we expect that event to also sell out. One of the really cool things about that event is you actually get to vote whose face goes on the medal as the great Canadian. So this year it's Wayne Gretzky, Don Cherry, and Clara Hughes. Finally, after all these years of doing this event, and you know, the runners are the ones who vote for the great Canadian. We tally up those votes, grab the top three, bring them over to the following year, and you actually get to vote on those top three. We finally have a woman in the top three. Clara Hughes is in there. So I can't tell you, I can't influence the votes of which way it goes, but it's a great surprise to have Clara Hughes up there. And we should be making that announcement for that event on who's actually going on the medal probably by the beginning of May. We leave it open for, you know, 3 months. Folks are registering for it, and then we'll actually make the decision so we can actually start getting the medals made. What's interesting about this event is there's a new virtual side to it. So if you've got friends, for instance, there's a team that's registering from Germany and from all over the world, there's Canadians. And if they're really interested in being a part of our Canada Day race, we can make that happen. They register on the virtual side. We'll send them in the mail the shirt, the medal, and the bib, and we'll make sure we get it to them by Canada Day so they can join us in that run no matter where they're at. Run their 5K and be quite patriotic. So check that out. It's on, you can go to our Canada Day site, D'EH on Facebook as well. And everything's on Race Roster to get you registered. A couple other announcements. Color Run this year. I'm just going to hint at it a little bit. You know that we've produced the Color Run for a number of years. We're going to switch it to a night event with iridescent powder and a lot of black lighting. And it's Color Run Nights. And it is a really, really exciting event. So we'll send out more details about that through our newsletter and also on Facebook. We're also going to be announcing Rock Me Anaphylaxis shortly, and also our Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, which was such a popular run. So we've got a lot of announcements to make on events, get people interested in running and walking and getting out there and becoming active in the community. And this is the show that's going to help you do that. You are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM800. We'll be right back with John Stanton on Running Flat Radio.
Now is a hot time to buy a new furnace with a cool offer from Reliance Home Comfort. For a limited time, buy a featured furnace and we'll give you a free air conditioner when you pay for installation. Free air conditioner when you buy a furnace? That's a hot deal that'll keep you warm this season and cool the next. Savings today, comfort year-round. Conditions apply. For details, call 1-866-RELIANCE. That's 1-866-RELIANCE. Because at Reliance, we're not comfortable until you are.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A freezing rain warning is in effect. Freezing rain changing to rain, then snow this evening, ending after midnight with snowfall amounts up to 10 centimeters. Gusty northwest winds to 60 kilometers per hour, the low of minus 7. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. Winds diminishing with a high of minus 2. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, the low dropping to minus 8. Periods of snow on Thursday with a high of 0. Friday brings sunshine and a high of 1.
Celebrate the accomplishments of the best companies, entrepreneurs, and pillars of our community at the premier business event of the year, the 26th Annual Business Excellence Awards, presented by the Windsor-Essex Regional Chamber of Commerce and the Windsor Star. Wednesday, April 20th at Caesars. 12 awards in total, including the prestigious Athena Award. Full list of nominees and details on individual or group tickets at windsorchamber.org. Early bird ticket deadline, March 30th. The 26th Annual Business Excellence Awards, sponsored by AM 800 and Cogeco TV.
A major storm system is expected to move through Windsor and Essex County. Keep it right here on AM 800 for updates on school closures and the latest cancellations. AM 800.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. You know, just before we get to our guest, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about running clubs. And running club, I belong to the Amherstburg Running Club, and we have a member of our club who's been going through cancer treatments and has had, you know, chemo and number of surgeries. And Georgette, we're having a bit of a benefit day for her at the Sportsman's Club in Amherstburg, Ontario. You know, it's, we usually don't make announcements like this, but you know what? You know, when you're in a running club, you know, those folks are like your family. So, you know, we're inviting all the runners in the local area to come out. And literally for $20, we're doing a 5K, we're doing a 10K. There's a pasta luncheon. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. For more information about that, just go to the Amherstburg Running Club on Facebook. There's lots of details there. And let's see if we can make some stuff happen for her. Anyway, back to the show. We have our feature guest today is John Stanton. He's the founder and CEO of the Running Room, North America's largest specialty store chain. He has he's also got the Order of Canada, and he's been a tireless advocate for running and good health. We catch him in Vancouver, British Columbia. Welcome to the show, John Stanton.
Great, Chris. How are you doing today?
You know what? I'm awesome. How are you?
Great. And just before we get started, send my best to Georgette and, you know, to everybody suffering from cancer. It afflicts everybody. It has no barriers. And, you know, the good part, though, is I think it does rally people around, and the show support and will help provide her some strength from all of us, too.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the beauty of the running community as well, right? I mean, we're all like this woven family. And sorry,
so true. So true. It builds a sense of community when we need more community.
Right. And that's why really I kind of bring it up, because it's dear to all of our hearts, and it's a tough battle. It really is.
That's right.
You know, at the end of last year, you were on the show. We were kind of talking about a number of different issues, but you brought up walking.
And yes.
You know, at that point in time, I said, you know, we should really sit down and just talk about walking, and the essence of walking, and the power of walking, and why walking is so important. And that's really why I wanted to have you back on.
Well, it's good, because, you know, Chris, with those of us that are blessed with good health and some genes are able to run, and those of us that have kept our fitness levels up for a number of years are able to continue to run even as we age. However, there are many people who have been away from being an athlete for whatever reason, and running is a little bit too monumentous and arduous when you first start thinking about it. But, you know, walking is, to start with, it's the number one exercise in North America. It's both social and personal. The nice part about walking is we get all the benefits from that we do from running, but yet we really minimize our risk of injury. And sometimes when somebody starts a running program, as an example, they embrace it, they get enthused about the many benefits that are coming from running, and if they're not careful, they go at it too fast, too quickly, and end up injured. Where with walking, there's very few injuries sustained in walking, and the nice part is after people have been walking for, you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks, sometimes they become converted to runners. Other times they say, no, I'm enjoying all these benefits of being a fitness walker, and it really changes it. And I think what a lot of people, you know, there's two kinds of walkers. There's what we call race walkers, which you see at the Olympic level, and it's a highly disciplined, highly aggressive sport. You know, these are high-performance athletes that are walking at speeds that a lot of runners would be envious of. And that's not for everybody. What we're talking about is walking, which is fitness walking. The best way I can relate it to people is I call it, I'm late for an appointment type walking. and you know the feeling when you're out and you've got that dental appointment and you're two blocks away because of parking, and you break into a brisk walk, and by the time you get there, you can notice yourself with some perspiration on you, and you can notice your breathing a bit. That's what we call fitness walking.
And the other one is just like a passive walker, I guess, or just
that fitness walking, that's the intensity that we want people walking at if they want to reap the benefits of exercise. Because, Chris, if you went out for a 5K run and I went out for a 5K walk, we're going to almost have identical benefits from that. You're going to get a little bit of improvement in your cardiovascular fitness. I am going to sustain a lot fewer injuries because of the lower risk factor and the lower intensity of the workout. But as far as calorie burnout, as far as overall fitness, you know, flexibility, core strength, and what have you, the benefits are almost the same. So, you know, the only difference between walking walking and running really is that walking takes a bigger investment of time. But for so many people, people who maybe are carrying a little extra weight, maybe they've been smoking and are trying to get off cigarettes, and you know, maybe they've just been, you know, caught up in their work and their family commitments and what have you, and not had time for exercise, walking is a great precursor to get started and reap some of the benefits that we know that running provides. And you know, you can, the nice part about walking, you can do it on your own. You can do it in a group environment. You know, if you lace up your shoes for the first time, you haven't been active, and you go through the neighborhood, you're very self-conscious because people see you jogging through, and they'll say, hey, I see Chris has gotten the bug. He's now out there. And every time you run into somebody, they'll say, hey, I saw you out jogging. And but yet, if you go for a walk in the neighborhood, nobody pays any attention to you. You know, you can go out there in the solitude of an evening and go for a walk, and people say, yeah, I saw you walking last night, and nice to see you out there. It's much more invitational. It's much more less threatening than running, I think, for many people. And as we return, so often as we return to sport, we return to being athletic, you know, it's that fear of embarrassment that keeps us from coming back.
Oh, no, for sure. So let's talk about fitness walking just for a second.
Sure.
How fast do you think a person needs to be walking to get some real health benefits? Let's use the 5K model.
Yeah, I think the ideal pace is one that you notice your breathing at, because it's individualistic. Remember that when you first start, your pace that you'll be able to walk at and your pace that you're going to be able to walk at after you've been training for a while is going to be substantially different. But to start with, you know, what you want to do is you want to notice, you want to be able to do the talk test. In other words, if you and I go out on a walk, we're going to brisk walk, but to the point that you can still comfortably carry on a conversation. If you're huffing and puffing a little bit, slow down, you know, because that means that you're just going at it too fast. If you haven't broken a sweat, pick it up. That means you're not getting some of the benefits that you want. You want to be in what we call a fat-burning zone. And for most people, you know, you want to get up to around 50% of your maximum heart rate at a brisk walk. And you can do that. But you have to think of that I'm late for appointment type walk. Open your stride a little bit. Get your upper arms moving. Walk tall like you run tall for good posture. You know, make sure that you keep your head up, your chest out a little bit, a slight forward lean from the hips. And that will get you accelerating a little bit in your walking pace. And then, you know, like we did with the runners, you know, we do combinations of walking and running with the runners to get them started, where they, you know, run for a minute and walk for a minute and then run for 2 minutes and walk for one, and gradually build them up until they can do 10 and ones. And then some of them continue with that lifelong. With walkers, we have them do much the same. We have them what we call brisk walk, where it's I'm late for an appointment type walking. Do that for 1 minute, and then just stroll like you do in the mall. If you're in the mall, just strolling down the mall, it's just a nice relaxed mall pace, because you'll notice when you brisk walk, your stride length actually shortens and you have a more rapid leg turnover. And when you stroll, you extend your stride a little longer, giving yourself a nice little stretch, gives yourself a little bit of a rest from a cardiovascular standpoint. In other words, your breathing slows down a little bit, your heart rate slows down a little bit, and then you rev it up again when you do that brisk walk, and you brisk walk, and that gets you into a fat-burning mode that also starts allowing you to get the athletic benefits, which is the cardiovascular benefits, the muscle strength benefits, muscle flexibility benefits that we get. You know, for women, particularly the listening this evening, weight-bearing exercise is very important, and walking and running are some of the greatest weight-bearing exercise, and they're safe. They're easy to do.
Yeah. So just to also increase some benefits, what do you think about like hills and maybe even carrying some weights in your hands?
Yeah, well, hills for sure. You know, we mix it up where you want to have three parts of your training. One is a long, slow distances, much like in running. We want to just get out there for an extended period of time. And when you first start, you know, most people are pretty comfortable with 10 or 20 minutes of. So I suggest walking out for 10 minutes and come back. That way it keeps it kind of in a goal range. And gradually work up till you can get up to 45 minutes. And then 1 day per week, you want to extend that up by about 5 minutes per week. And then on the other day, you want to find some place where there's some hills or some stairs and walk or some stairs or walk some hilly routes. Go to the park where there's some hills. And even if you have to, if you're living in a place where there's very few hills, you know, find where there's a ramp, maybe in a parking garage or there's a ramp leading into a building that you can walk up and down. And you'll find that when you do that, you strengthen those muscles. You strengthen the muscles that we'll use later when we try to walk quite a bit faster. And then once per week, you want to be out there where you're doing kind of like an interval, where right. you're doing a session of walking fast and walking easy, walking fast, walking easy. And when you do that, you're going to see improvements. And if you're just brand new to the sport, then I suggest an every other day program, because remember, there's a good four-letter word part of every athletic program, and that's called rest. And rest is an integral part of our training program because it allows our bodies to rebuild and get stronger. And when we do, we avoid injuries, we become more motivated, and we become more inspired to continue with our exercise program. As far as carrying weights, you know, there are ankle weights and wrist weights, and I can tell you that not only myself, but most sports medicine experts will tell you to avoid those, because what they do is they create muscle imbalances in you, and imbalances where you could hurt yourself. So I've seen people hurt themselves by carrying weights when they're out there walking. The theory is if you carry the extra weight, you're going to burn extra calories, but it impedes your natural body movements, and the more we can run naturally or walk naturally or cycle naturally or swim naturally with a natural fluid motion, the less likely we are to be get injured. If you watch a coach coaching kids at a track meet as an example, you'll see the coaches hollering, push yourself, push harder, stay relaxed. And it's almost like an oxymoron, like how can I push harder and stay relaxed? But that's the key. It's like the singer who can sing.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to Celine Dion, she can carry a note and hold it for endlessly, but yet she does it when she looks very relaxed when you're doing it. If we try to do it, it's very laborious. And the same applies to an athlete, whether it's a walker, whether it's a runner, whether it's a swimmer. The more natural and efficient we can be, and the more relaxed we are in our movements, the more fluid we are, the better we're going to be. It's like the game of golf. If anybody who's golf, you know, they know that a natural, smooth swing, the ball flies. It's a game of opposites. The smoother your swing and the more tempo it is, the further you go. And running and walking is much the same.
John, can you hold on through the break, and we'll come right back. You're listening to Running Flat Radio with John Stanton on AM 800 CKLW.
Bad traffic would make me late for everything.
For up-to-date traffic reports, keep it right here on AM 800 and hear about the backups before you're stuck in one.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
A freezing rain warning has ended for Windsor, Essex, and Chatham-Kent. Environment Canada says we can now expect snow heavy at times throughout the evening with accumulations of 5 to 10 centimeters by midnight. A retired Chatham-Kent Anglican minister now living in Essex County has been given a 12-month conditional sentence. The Chatham Daily News reports 67-year-old Harry Bryden was sentenced today after pleading guilty to 3 counts of assault. He was originally facing sex-related charges, including sexual assault and administering a noxious substance when he was a minister at a church in Chatham in the mid-1980s. Bryden will serve his sentence at home. The owners of an apartment building where a woman died in a fire last month have now been charged. A 50-year-old woman died of smoke inhalation from the fire at 395 Curry Avenue back on February 13th. A charge of not providing functioning smoke and carbon monoxide alarms has been laid under the Ontario Fire Code. Another month, another sales increase for Fiat Chrysler Canada. The automaker sold just under 19,000 vehicles in February, up 1% from the same month last year. But sales of Windsor-built minivans hit a soft patch, with the Grand Caravan off 22% and the Chrysler Town & Country down nearly 36%. In sports, the Abbotsford Admirals are on the road in Blenheim tonight for Game 5 of the Great Lakes Junior C League semifinal series. That game gets underway at 8 o'clock. In the NHL tonight, a number of games on tap right now of the Canadian teams. Calgary losing 1-0 to Boston right now. In Buffalo, it's Edmonton and the Sabres scoreless in the first period. Weather-wise, that freezing rain warning now ended for Windsor Essex. Snow throughout the evening. We could get up to 10 centimeters by the time it's done around midnight. A low of -7. We're at -4 right now. That's 25 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Hi, Matt and Carolyn here from Bath Fitter.
We are hiring and looking for the best people to join our team. If you have a great attitude and have a proven ability to exceed customers' expectations, we want you.
We're seeking high-integrity sales consultants who can build meaningful customer relationships.
We also need installers who are professional, pleasant, and can meet the high standards of Bath Fitter's procedures.
Send us your resume and tell us why you'd be the perfect fit.
Email windsor@bathfitter.net or come by our showroom at 7950 Anchor Drive in Windsor.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. It's a show all about running and endurance sports. And my guest this evening is the CEO and founder of the Running Rooms, John Stanton. We're talking about walking and really the power of walking and getting yourself walking and doing it properly. And, you know, one of the things too, John, is that I think there's also a relationship thing, just like there is in running. You know, when you've got that buddy system, you don't want to let your buddy down. And the same thing goes for walking, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does, Chris. And, you know, the power of the group is amazing. You know, it provides what I call positive peer pressure. And, you know, an evening like tonight where it's raining and you're going to get 10 centimeters of snow and what have you, if you're going out for your evening walk on your own, you can make all kinds of excuses not to. But yet if you've planned to meet, another buddy or a half a dozen buddies and go for a walk or go for a run, you're committed and you get out there. And then you discover that once you're out there, the elements are actually fun, and there's a certain sense of accomplishment that comes for the athlete when we do conquer those elements sometimes. And we learn that, you know, you can go out there and enjoy a freshly fallen snow, and it's like a postcard experience where if you're sitting at home looking out the window, it's a miserable experience.
Correct. So,
yeah.
You know, one of the things I want to talk to you kind of in this back half of the show, too, is what's new in the industry and you know, what's kind of going on in running? Because you also have your hand on the pulse of what's going on through events and of course, all the stores you have.
Yeah, well, we're seeing a tremendous growth in events still, and what the very popular event that's growing is the half marathon, and I think some of it comes back to we're busier, all of us, in our lives today, but yet we're also having many more people have to embrace the sport of running, and as a result, the half marathon is kind of the perfect distance. It gives you that test that the marathon did, but it doesn't beat you up quite the way the marathon does, nor does it take the investment of time. You know, the half marathon is kind of the choice of the big events. And, you know, events like the Ottawa Marathon, the Toronto Waterfront Marathon, and the Good Life Marathon, and then, you know, out west you've got Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver. All the major cities have some major marathons going on them, but I can tell you that the marquee events, the events that are the biggest, are the half marathons, whether it be Ottawa or Toronto or Vancouver or the Blue Nose out on the East Coast. The marquee event with the that's around the advertising and promotion is the marathon, but the participation levels in the half marathon is where it's at. And some people use it as a stepping stone, but for many, it's just, it fits the lifestyle today.
It does, and you know, we produce 3 half marathons a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the most amazing things was I was down in L.A. a couple of weeks back, and I was working with the guys at the start shoot for the L.A. Marathon, which is just a marathon. And there's such a uniqueness to that. I wasn't used to, you're all in the marathon. Because, you know, marathon-wise, I mean, that number hasn't grown in about 12 or 13 years. It's still kind of stuck at about 500,000 marathon runners in North America.
That's right.
And it hasn't moved at all. I mean, where we've really made massive strides is obviously the half. 5K is continually growing, especially with all the themes and the fun. You know, like you know, we produce a color run down here in Windsor.
Well, a chocolate run.
Le Chocolat for sure. I mean, Le Chocolat's is an incredible event, and you know, I would tell you that, you know, probably we're probably verging on about 40% of our participants annually have never been in an organized run ever.
That's right. And the what we're finding is a lot of the people who, you know, traditionally people think of the marathon as kind of that defines the runner that's out there. But really, the runner has changed. You know, when we first started, Chris, 80% of our customer base in the running community was male and about 20% was female.
Yeah.
Today, it's about 70% female. Women are driving their sport today, and they're driving it particularly at the half marathon level. If you get to the marathon, it's almost equal. You know, you got about a 50-50 split in the marathon, but when you get into the half marathon or you get into the 5K, you go from 70 to 75% female participation. Now, the good part is women are bringing more people to the sport because
yep.
they've made it much more collegial. Women have helped with the group environment. You know, the running room, we like to think we've built a lot of that running groups and the clinics and what have you, but what we've done is we've helped bring more women to the sport, and women themselves have found that they like to run in the group environment. They like the group support. And when men see it, you know, they all of a sudden say, hey, well, there's something to this, because they see the big group of runners going by, and they're dominated maybe 70-30 with women in them. But the guys are now kind of figuring out that, hey, this might be a smarter way to run than just, you know, busting my chops by myself out all alone on a winter night or hot summer day. And they get in a group environment and discover that it's the social atmosphere. And we were talking earlier about that support system that's there, the motivation that's there, the inspiration that's there, because you're running and you're feeling sorry for yourself and you're a 45-year-old and you discover there's a guy that's 70 that's running and overcome cancer or what have you, or there's a young student that never ran in her life and she's 24 years old and she's all of a sudden now training for a marathon. We get inspired by each other, and I think that's the beauty of our sport.
It is, and one of the funny things is that, you know, for such a solitary sport, I mean, there really is a pack mentality there.
Yes, there is. And it's supportive. If you look at your races, you look at races across Canada, the ones that have succeeded are the ones with a charitable component on it, too. Because when runners come in, they want to come and they want to have the goodies, the whatever the nice medal is or the special thing that they're going to get for doing the race or the uniqueness of the race itself. You know, it could be Melissa's, where you're running in Banff and what have you and get a beer afterwards. That's part of the magic of Melissa's. But yet every single race in North America today that's successful has a charitable component to it. So runners want to help themselves. They want to, you know, enjoy themselves. They want to help each other. But they also want to say, well, you know, where's the funds going? If there's profit, where's some of the profits going? Is it going to a good charitable cause? And, of course, the person that started all that is a guy named Terry Fox, a proud Canadian. And the Terry Fox legacy lives in all the charitable events that continue today, because he's really the one that made it part of the running scene.
Yeah, I think so. A couple questions about the stores. Are you seeing a noticeable change, too, in gear over the last couple years?
Oh, sure. We're seeing, I think, you know, people are using technology more than more. I call it the silent coach, you know, where so often people, we've seen sometimes people are just so busy, they can't even attend our clinics, you know, but they're still running with the groups, or they're still running on their own, or they're juggling, you know, being a mom or dad and busy career and trying to get their training in. Where we're seeing a great increase is in all the various technology that's out there. And I'm not just talking about the Garmin and the speed distance monitors that are out there, because you've got Garmin and Polar technology. But if you look at the way that technology has evolved into Fitbit, the way that it's integrated into your telephone today, that, you know, if you're going out and going for a run and your significant other says, gee, I'd like to know where the heck Chris is and how he's doing, you know, you can have an app called Find My Friend, where the significant other can track you while you're out there and know exactly where you are on the run, and says, okay, he's got another 3K to go and he'll be back home. It takes the worry factor away from those that are worried about you while you're out there, and it gives you a little bit of safety for that individual that's out there on their own too. So there's a lot of technology that's really good. You know, you get back from your run, you can look at what your heart rate was, what your average pace was, how much incline, you know. Yeah, my heart rate went up. Why did it go up? Well, yeah, look at the incline that I was running at the time. And it's giving you that feedback. feedback. But that feedback, when used intelligently, can do two things. One, inspire you to be much more motivated in your running. And the other thing, it gives you that feedback, which will allow you to take your training to that next level, because you start challenging yourself.
It's always a great tool to benchmark. So
yes, it is.
John, thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate that. Thanks for
always a pleasure, Chris.
You know, thanks for all the great work you do as well, right across this country. And
well, we're looking forward to the race season. We'll see you at all the races.
Yeah, for sure. Love to catch up with you one of these days. It'd be great.
Okay, cheers.
John Stanton, the CEO and founder of the Running Rooms here on Running Flat Radio, kind of talking about running, talking mostly about walking. He is a institution in this country, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt. Wonderful guy to if you ever get a chance to meet him at one of the larger races in Canada, he's always there by the Running Room booth, taking pictures and signing books. He's also a best-selling author. Wonderful friend and just a great runner and great ambassador for the sport. You know, every week on Running Flat Radio, we always pick a really cool song that's brand new, usually a couple days to a couple weeks old. It's a band that we featured last year called The Moth and the Flame, and this song is Live Where I Breathe on Running Flat Radio.
I'm chasing a ghost, a feeling that's haunted me for years. Every time I get close, it's gone. Am I living a lie? Or maybe I just expect too much. Maybe it's time I try for more. I will tell the sky to make it through the night. I will take back my pride and live while I breathe, live while I breathe. I will move the ground, pull the curtains down. Ghost, a feeling that I have never known.
Need a reason to get away? Well, this is a pretty darn good reason. Porter Airlines is having a sale. Yes, that's right. So, the big decisions are where to fly and how much to save. No matter where you go with Porter, you always get our award-winning in-flight service. But right now, enjoy that onboard service for less. Visit flyporter.com. Porter, flying refined.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. A freezing rain warning has ended. Snow for this evening. We could see 5 to 10 centimeters by the time it's done around midnight. Gusty northwest winds to 60 kilometers per hour, the low of minus 7. A mix of sun and cloud for tomorrow. Northwest winds diminishing, the high of minus 2. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, the low of minus 8. Periods of snow Thursday with a high near 0. For Friday, sunshine returns and a high of 1.
We start the conversation, you keep it going.
Now, this is ridiculous.
They can't control that.
To me, that would be such a slap in the face.
The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
They just want to go in for the cash in this whole thing. They couldn't care less.
On Wednesday's show, we'll tell you why one family was asked to leave the airplane and if you think it was fair. Also, was it cool when some people, at least on the plane, burst into applause? I'll tell you more next time.
The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
I'm Detective Tribeca, LAPD.
Rashida Jones is Angie Tribeca, and she's coming to comedy.
What's going on, Lieutenant? Something stinks.
Sorry, it's this damn cabbage diet.
She's a no-nonsense cop.
We're going undercover.
Even deeper.
We're going undercover.
Who plays by her own rules.
Take the rest of the day off. I want your badge and your gun.
Don't you have your own badge and gun?
I want yours.
From Steve and Nancy Carell, Angie Tribeca, hitting the streets tonight at 10:30, only on comedy.
You go get him, Angie Tribeca.
Of my life, I see the demon in my eyes.
Song of the week, the Moth and the Flames. Moth and the Flame, Live Where I Breathe on AM800 CKLW. You're listening to Running Flat Radio. You know, a couple other ways of kind of following Running Flat is on Twitter, at Running Flat. And, of course, on any of our Facebook pages, which are associated with our races that we put on. And, you know, YouTube. We have a lot of YouTube videos that we produce. Every one of our races has a YouTube video that's produced for it. So we have a YouTube channel as well on a Running Flat. But, you know, it's time for our good friend from Iron Magazine, Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Complain, man. Feeling good.
How's winter treating you?
It was rough out there today, let me tell you. It makes me love being a runner because I tried to take my bike out and about, and it was, you know, the ice storm and snow and all sorts of nightmare material that you just doesn't bother me when I'm running, but when I ride my bike, it's tough.
So, look, we're like 60 days away from really the start of our running season. I mean, you know, we look at kind of around the bay in Canada as really that kind of the large kickoff run. And of course, in the United States, it's the Boston Marathon. But really, it's kind of like around May is really when the majority of all the large, races are in North America.
Yeah, it's an exciting time. It's a good time. It's a time to maybe, you know, switch from Doritos to baby carrots. It's a time to, you know, tighten up just a little bit. And
No bonbons?
Yeah, it's good. The alarm clock's just starting to go off.
And what are you training for?
Well, I'm doing the whole gamut. So I start, actually, for me, it starts Sunday with the chili half. And, you know, so I'm looking for a 126 there. And then the following month I'll do around the bay and I'll try to do that in 201. And then the following month I'll do the Toronto Marathon and I'll try to do that in 259. We'll see what, happens. But, those are my intentions.
So any good motivating tips right now from our friends at iRun?
I mean, I would say that the best thing to do is get out there. I mean, the best thing to do is sign up for one of these things. I mean, you know, don't make it so precious. Just whatever's next, just throw your name in the hat and just get out there and go. I mean, the point is I'm trying to do 126, but if I do 129, that's still going to be better than, you know, staying home and eating pretzels. So, like, you know, just commit. Don't be afraid. You know, don't make it more than it has to be. Just make it a fun Sunday morning and get yourself back out there, you know?
And there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, as runners, I mean, there's almost like a cadence, right, where you're building up to the run that you want to race. Yeah. And then from there, you actually go out and at the same time register for the next event. Or I know lots of guys on New Year's Eve that get together and lay out their entire race calendar for the year.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you just don't make this stuff precious. Just get involved like your races. I mean, these are great. This is a fun thing. So, you know, you give yourself a goal, but just keep it in check. And the point is that you're getting out there, that you're starting, you know, get yourself some sneakers, just dust off the shoes, dust off the tights, dust off the Vaseline, and have some fun.
Yeah. Any tips for new runners?
I would say the same basic principles apply. I mean, don't make it precious. You know, a lot of people are like, how do I start? And there's not a magic combination. I mean, the way you do it is just go. I mean, now when it's freezing cold, put your snow gloves on. That's fine. You know, you can't do this stuff wrong. Just try. So, you know, give yourself a start. It's just like quitting smoking. You know, this is the day that you're gonna quit. You know, so it's to say this is the day that you're gonna start, and it's not like something holy has to happen. You just have to just get out of your house, go around the block. There, you started. You know, so I think the point is to give yourself a start date. You know, try to pick a thing. You know, maybe 8 weeks away. You know, an event in your town, a 5K or some kind of event going on, and sign up. Once you put a little money behind it, you know, if an entry fee is $55 or whatever it is, you know, now you know that it's coming up, so you've got something to train for. I view the races as sort of a test, and then your little practice runs are your homework. You're more apt to do your homework if you know a test is coming.
I guess. What are you guys working on at iRun for the next issue?
It's an exciting moment right now. I just met with this guy. His name is Jason Deluce, and he runs with this group called the Night Terrors. And they it's a trail running issue. And I'm a street runner, so I brought in a guest editor, and he's like this cool guy with like one of these hipster beards, and him and his running gang are all on Instagram and all these things, and I don't do any of that stuff. So I'm, I'm giving him the keys to the car, and I'm excited because we can use a little edge, and when it gets warmer, and the trail runs beckon, and I'm excited about that, and we've got an illustration, an illustrated map of the country with all the best trails sort of marked off, so it's good. We're going to be national, and we're going to be fun and funny and edgy.
Nice.
And informative, so I'm pretty psyched.
Nice. You know, when we were in L.A., we ran across the Blacklist L.A. folks. And I was trying to explain to someone the other day, just think of a flash mob of runners that are mostly Hispanic running at night, and the lead runner's carrying like a Beats pill box, playing music really loud.
You know, this world out there is going on, and it's really cool, and I'm really not connected to it. So I'm like, I know it's awesome. I know these guys are doing it. I know it's like, I talk to the Stantons all the time. I think John was on your show earlier, and it's like, this is we know it's out there. We know we like it, but I just also I'm not doing that.
Oh, I know. And I'm really fascinated. So I actually reached out to the leader of Blacklist, and I'm trying to get him on the show because I'm really just trying to understand, why he even started it.
Yeah.
And then how the hell they run around, Los Angeles in literally groups of, 50 or 60? But there's thousands of them in this group, And they meet on different corners at different restaurants and places and just go for a run at 10 o'clock at night. They crank out 3 and 5 miles.
I get it. I mean, it's what people who don't run look at runners, look at like what I do, and they're like, wow, that's crazy. How does he do it? I look at what those guys do, and I'm like, wow, that's crazy. How do they do it? Everything's got its subcultures. So, but hey, the more people, anything that gets you out and running, that's great that they're doing that, and it's great. Whatever gets people excited, more power to them, and it's good for the sport.
I think what's so much fun about this industry and this sport in general is that people take an item and then they put their own spin on it. And a great example of that is this whole new kind of event cycle that's happening in triathlon down in California. And it's a reverse triathlon where you run, you bike, and then you swim in a pool. And what they're finding is the uptake of new triathletes is through the roof. Because all of a sudden, these triathletes don't have that anxiety of the swim as their very first event.
That's great. Hey, listen, look at music. I mean, and look at the internet. I mean, all things change and evolve, and younger people will pick up a guitar and play it differently, and somebody will say, hey, I don't need to, put a stamp on a thing. I'm going to try an electronic message. Like, you don't want to be the old guy with his arms crossed. Like, no, it's not. That's not. That doesn't sound right to me. It's like, yeah, God bless. Swim in a pool, whatever.
They're innovating it, and they're really driving tons of new triathletes into the sport down in California. I was really surprised. I'd heard that through a number of people when I was down there, that's really the big thing that's going on right now. So
awesome. And these crews, I mean, man, they go out there and do it. I'll stand on the side and I'll run with them. I'll clap for them. I'll take my hat off. But I'm just not going to get tattoos. I'm not going to grow my beard like that. I'm just,
Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine, thanks for joining me, man.
Cheers, my brother.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Ben Kaplan joins us every week from iRun Magazine and kind of giving us, what's going on in the running world. You have been listening to Running Flat Radio. For more information about this show and other shows, you can actually, just go to runningflat.com. There's a Running Flat Radio tab you can hit. That tab, you can actually stream it directly, or you can go to iTunes and then check out the 75 or 80 shows that are all on iTunes on podcast. Join us next week. You've been listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. And most of all, keep running.
That's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.